Photo editing with Photoscape. When you have completed each image, show Mrs. Meyer. Open an image by selecting Open in the bottom right corner of the screen. Part A. Open Photoscape and click Editor at the top of the screen. To open a file, click Open in the bottom right corner of the screen. Navigate to the photo editing folder which has been transferred to your computer applications folder. Number 1. Letter A. Open the photo labeled Red Eye. Click on the Edit tab at the top right of the screen. B. Crop the picture to include just the two girls on the left and to meet the rule of thirds. Make sure the wine glass is cropped from the photo. C. To remove the red from their eyes, click on the Tools tab in the top right corner and locate the Red Eye Fix tool. D. Make the brush size small and change the hardness to 1. E. Add a caption to the bottom of the photo by clicking the Insert Text in the top right corner. That is, click the Insert button in the top right corner, and then you will see a text choice. Number 2. Open Tattoo Face. Retouch the photo to remove at least 6 star tattoos from her face. Use the Remove Stain tool to reduce the color of a tattoo. Then use the Spot Healing tool to reduce it more. Note, the Spot Healing tool uses nearby colors to blend. Do not use a large brush or make large motions. You will simply copy other tattoos into that area. Number 3. Open Tilt. Use the Straighten tool to change the picture so that the subject looks like he is standing vertically. Do not overcorrect it so that the fence looks slanted. The Straighten tool is directly above the Crop tool. Number 4. Open the photo Wind Turbine. Crop the photo so that the motor of the wind turbine is in the upper right intersection point of the rule of thirds. Remember, the rule of thirds divides the photo into thirds both horizontally and vertically. The key element you have identified as most important in the picture should be located at one of those intersection points. Part B. Find school-appropriate pictures from the internet for each of the following tasks. Do not download the thumbnail image in Google Drive. It will be a very small image. Click the Visit button and go to the actual website where the image appears. When you arrive on the website, you may want to right-click the image and select to visit it, so that you get the full size image. Then right click the photo and save this image to your photo editing folder. After you have edited or altered your pictures, save them to your full photo editing folder under a different name. This will ensure you can show Mrs. Meyer the original image. You must be able to show Mrs. Meyer the original image and your new image. Number 5, find a picture of your choice whose focal point does not fit the rule of thirds guidelines. Crop it to fit the rule of thirds. Find a picture of an object, a person, where they are not positioned at the right at one of those intersection points of the rule of thirds. Then crop it so that the focal point of the image is at one of those intersection points. Number 6, find a picture which is turned the wrong direction. In other words, it's landscape when it should actually be portrait. The whole picture has been rotated and is facing the wrong direction. Once you find one, rotate it to the proper position. When you search in Google Images, search the words rotated photo. That should help you find some. If you see a picture of a sideways bicycle, click on it. That photo will be blocked for you. But if you scroll down, you'll see other photos of similar to style. Try some of them, and some of them will work as a rotated photo. Number 7, resize a picture. Part A, find a picture larger than 1024 by 768 pixels. To do this in Google Images, click the Tools button below the main search bar. This will pop up a row of tools. At the far left will be a size. Go select Large. Part B, in Photoscape, adjust the zoom of the photo to 100%. This is done in the bottom left corner of the screen. Scroll left, right, up, and down to get a feel for how big that picture actually is. Part C, resize the photo to be 600 pixels wide. Use the resize tool to do this. It is located under the edit button. Part D, adjust the zoom of the image to 100% to see how large the new version of the picture is. When you have this completed, save the picture under a new name. Number 8, find a slightly blurry image. This cannot be a super blurry image or it won't work. Search the words slightly blurry photo. Open the adjustments panel, which is on underneath the Edit tab. Sharpen the image using the Sharpen tool. Use the original image and compare buttons at the bottom of the screen to compare the sharpened version to the original. When you have sharpened it satisfactorily, show both to Mrs. Meyer. Number 9. Find a picture which is too dark or too light. Try adjusting it using the individual controls under the Color tab. If you need to reset the picture to the original colors, click the Revert button at the bottom of the screen. When you have adjusted the picture to a proper color level, show Mrs. Meyer, period. Question 10. Find an outdoor image with some type of scenery in the background. Adjust its look using the tools under the Film tab. Okay, the Film tab is located in the tools at the top right corner. Number 11. Close the adjustments panel and open the effects panel. This is under the Edit tab. Experiment with the available effects. Create 5 pictures which have been altered using one or more effects. Be prepared to explain why someone might want an image with this effect. Okay, so under number 11, you will see there are five kinds of pictures you need to find. A person, a nature picture, a household object, a transportation vehicle, and a sport. When you find each of those pictures, then put one or more effects on it. Once again, save the image under a different name and be ready to show Mrs. Meyer the original image as well as the image with the effect. Part C, number 12. You are going to remove the background from a picture and then put that picture on a new background. You will need to follow these steps carefully. Part A, click on the cutout tab in the top left area of the screen. Open the photo of the baseball player. Part B, eliminate the background, leaving only the player and the shadow below him. Using the magic eraser, lasso, and brush tools. They are located at the top right of the screen. Part C. Use the brush or lasso tools to erase large areas. Adjust the brush size as needed. Part D, when you only have little bits of background remaining, you may wish to eliminate them by selecting the magic eraser. Be sure you adjust the tolerance to the appropriate level so that it does not erase too much. E, save the image as baseball player cutout in your photo editing folder. F, now switch back to the editor tab in the top left corner. Open the beach image and make sure the view is set for 100%. G, click the insert tab in the top right corner. When it expands, select image. Insert your baseball player image. Letter H, resize and position the image in the foreground of the beach image. The baseball player should be positioned over the sand, not over the water. I, save the image as beach baseball to your photo editing folder. Show Mrs. Meyer your completed image. If you have every item on the Photoscape instruction sheet okayed, be sure you put your name on the front and turn it in. Enjoy.